Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here this 7th of July on 101.5 FM. Sports headlines, the Courier Mail in Brisbane. Cricket, Australia's 30-year streak continues as the Red Hot Quicks, they ran riot as the Aussies took out the second test against the West Indies with ease. And the Herald Sun in Melbourne and the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, it's all about motorsport. I'll be banned for the year, as Oscar Piastri, as he fumes with the brutal penalty that he incurred, and he was denied a request to, change positions with his teammate Lando Norris in the F1 race at Silverstone in the United Kingdom. So let's start with the motorsport and the F1 Grand Prix in the British Grand Prix at Silverstone. And Lando Norris boosted his world title bid when he drove to a commanding rain-splashed victory ahead of his teammate Oscar Piastri in the chaotic Grand Prix. 25-year-old Norris made most of the series leader Piastri's mid-race misfortune when he was given a 10-second penalty for slowing excessively while leading behind the safety car. That was Norris's fourth victory this year. Norris is now only 8 points behind championship leader Piastri in the Drivers' Championship, next up the Belgian Grand Prix, 27th of July. And of course, the supercars, I'll be in Townsville next weekend for the Townsville 500. Brock Feeney leads the point score from Will Brown. In basketball, well, the Queensland State League, the semi-finals are on the weekend. Men's Division 1, Moreton Bay 82 defeated the first place Gold Coast 78, with Hosea Rahia scoring 44 points in their semi-final win. In the Women's Division 1, the other semi, the Spartans defeated the Sunshine Coast Phoenix 67-65. Moreton Bay had finished 7th in the Women's Division 1. In rugby union, well, the Wallabies snatched a last-minute victory over Fiji 21-18. Skipper Harry Wilson scored a try in the last 2 minutes in Newcastle yesterday. The British and Irish Lions, they defeated New South Wales Waratahs 21-10 in their game 3 of the Tour Down Under on Saturday. Undefeated, they now play the ACT Brumbies on Wednesday night. The first test against the Wallabies will be at Suncorp on Saturday the 19th of July, not far away. In the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the men's A grade, round 10 on Saturday, Caloundra 52 defeated Caboolture 15. Mackenzie Burgess, a try and 6 conversions for Caloundra. Caboolture, they'll take on Brothers next Saturday at home at 3:30 p.m. And the women, Caboolture defeated Caloundra. They remain top of the ladder on 34 points. And in the Queensland Rugby Union Premier Grade, Brothers and East are top of the table on 51 points after 10 rounds. And in the women, Wests are on top on 22 points, with Sunnybank second on 15 points. As we mentioned in the cricket, Australia has taken a 2-0 lead in the best of the three series against the West Indies in the West Indies. They won the second test by 133 runs. Alex Carey, player of the match. Aussies looking to make it a clean sweep when the third test starts next Sunday in Kingston. In netball, well, the second last round on the weekend, the Lightning defeated the Swifts 71-70. They're fourth place on the ladder. They take on Adelaide. And they'll need to be, Lightning are fifth on the ladder. They'll take on fourth place Adelaide next Saturday. They'll need to win that to make the semis. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM. We were talking netball. And in the other game, the Melbourne Vixens defeated the Queensland Firebirds 64-62 in a seesawing game. And the Vixens, they've secured their place in the finals. The Firebirds, they take on the New South Wales Swifts in their final game next Sunday at home. In the Sapphire Series, round 9 and 10, they had a double-headers on the weekend. Wildcats 52 defeated Moreton Bay 51. The Jets defeated the Sunshine Coast Thunder 60-54 on Saturday. And yesterday, the Thunder lost to Gold Coast 55-39. Moreton Bay, they defeated Redlands 57-45. Moreton Bay 5th, the Thunder 8th on the ladder. And as we said, big weekend at Maroochydore with the Junior State Age Netball Championships in full swing. 252 teams, nearly 3,000 players from under 12s to 14 years of age, 250 umpires and around 300 coaches all involved. Doesn't finish till tomorrow. In tennis, all eyes will be on Aussie Alex de Minaur, as he is the last remaining man in the singles draw. He'll take on Novak Djokovic tonight in his round 3 clash. Unfortunately, Aussie Jordan Thompson had to withdraw in his game against Taylor Fritz. And in the juniors, will Cruz Hewitt. He's into round 2. And in the boys' juniors and in the girls' juniors, Gold Coast Emerson Jones and Brisbane's Tahelia Kokkinakis are both through to round 2. Kimberly Birrell and Maya Joint still alive in the women's doubles. In AFL, round 17, a good weekend for the Queensland teams. Gold Coast defeated Essendon and Brisbane Lions defeated Port Adelaide. And the Lions second on the ladder, Gold Coast seventh. And at round 18 on Thursday night, the Lions will take on Carlton in Melbourne. And on Friday night, the Gold Coast will take on first place Collingwood at the on the Gold Coast. And there were buys for the local AFL teams on the weekend. In rugby league, well, only two more sleeps until game three of this year's State of Origin decider in Sydney. Will Billy Slater's selections get the points for Queensland, or will Laurie Daly's Blues avoid the Blues and win the decider? My pick, Queensland. Of course, NRL round 18 on the weekend in the men, the Brisbane Broncos scored one of the greatest comebacks in the game on Friday night when they defeated the Dogs 22-18 after the Dogs led 18-0. The Storm defeated the Cowboys 26-20 in Townsville, thanks to two tries and five goals to Storm's Nick Meaney. And the Tigers, they break their six-game losing streak, beating the Roosters yesterday, while the Rabbits, they suffered their sixth loss, losing to the Eagles 30-12. And the NRL round one, of course, was played with wins to the Eels, the Dogs, the Broncos, the Dragons, the Cowboys and the Roosters. And closer to home in the Sunshine Coast, Gympie Rugby League in the men's A grade, Stanley River defeated Caloundra 20-14 at Woodford to remain top of the table. And listeners, just finally in cycling, well, of course, the Tour de France got underway on the weekend, which saw Aussie Ben O'Connor caught up in a series of crashes with several other riders in stage one. And this week in athletics, on Friday, just check the guides if you can, because Queensland's teenage sprint sensation, 17-year-old Gout will compete at his first international event in the men's under-23 200 metres as part of the pre-program races for the Diamond League in Monaco. It'll be a huge step for the teenager as he aims to compete at the 2025 World Championships in Tokyo in September this year. Have a great week, listeners, and enjoy your sport.